Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on commanding those in authority to be kind to their subjects. In other words, those that are below, if we are in authority in any way, those that are below us, as we explained yesterday, it can be at different levels. It can be at the governmental level, it can be at a management level, it can be the father to his children, it can be husband to the wife, it can be a master to the servant. So different forms it can take, those that are in authority. But yet this chapter got to do, here the chapter has got to do with commanding those in authority to be kind to the subjects, to give them good advice and to be compassionate towards them, and forbidding those in authority from deceiving them, being harsh to them, neglecting their best interests, and being unmindful of their needs. As we explained, it can also refer to a person that is an executor of an estate, person is a trustee of a trust, person is a treasurer of an organization. Whatever he is doing now must be in the best interest. If he is the executor, best interest of the heirs. If he is a trustee, in the best interest of the beneficiaries. If he is a treasurer, in the best interest of the organization that he is working for. So like that, we have to see that whatever position a person is given of authority, that position of authority is not abused, but that position of authority is used for the benefit of the people that the person is working for, or the person that he may be working for, or the person that he may be having authority over, or the people he may be having authority over. So today's hadith, an Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu qal, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ يَقُولُ كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِهِ الإمام راع ومسؤول عن رعيته والرجل راع في أهله ومسؤول عن رعيته والمرأة راعية في بيت زوجها ومسؤولة عن رعيتها والخادم راع في مال سيده ومسؤول عن رعيته وكلكم راع ومسؤول عن رعيته متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that each one of you is a shepherd and each one of you is answerable for his flock. Shepherd, in other words, each one of you is in charge of something in some way. Every person in some way or something, in some way he is in charge of something. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us this hadith, teaches us ihsas ka zimidari. It teaches us the importance of being responsible. That being responsible, taking zimidari, taking responsibility, having that consciousness as far as this responsibility is concerned. Very, very beautifully this hadith explains to us different categories of people, different responsibilities, and how we have to be conscious that every one of us has got some responsibility or the other. And this responsibility is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Each one of you is a shepherd and each one of you is answerable for his flock. Then Rasulullah goes on to explain that the leader is a shepherd and is answerable for his flock. The man is a shepherd over his family and is answerable for his flock. The woman is a shepherd over her husband's house and is answerable for her flock. The servant is a shepherd over his master's wealth and is answerable for his flock. All of you are shepherds and each one of you is answerable for his flock. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has put it to us. That one is that you got a responsibility, and the second is there may be a responsibility without any type of accountability. So there's a responsibility but there's no accountability, then you'll generally find that there's abuse in that responsibility. But when there's a responsibility together with accountability, a person will be very careful of what he does. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is conscientizing us. He's telling us that you are responsible. Every one of you is responsible, and together with that responsibility comes an accountability. وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّتِ. Every one of you will have to give an accountability in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to those subjects that he had, with regards to that flock that he had. Every one of us will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a beautiful way of putting it. The day is going to be a day when that flock that you had, those children you thought that were there, they were an amanat. How did you bring them up? Did you only worry about their dunya? Did you only worry about sending them to school? What did you do for the akhirat? That wife that was there in your home, were you only worried about her dunya? Were you keep worried about her world? What did you do to teach them talim, to teach them deen, to educate them in the correct manner? to bring Islam in the home. What did we do? Allah will ask each one of us, what did we do? So like that, every person, sometimes we may think that I got a very small home. But even in that small home or that small position that we got, Allah Ta'ala has given us that position. Like that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying, the Imam also, he will also be accountable. And this whole majma that was there, that was his flock, what did he do to see to the interest of his people? Father to the children, a leader to his community. So like that, every person has got some person or the other under him in some way. And if there is such a person that has got nobody at all under him, maybe he's staying in the mountain, he's got nobody, he's got himself and he's got his nafs that he's under him. That what did he do to see that he controlled it? Allah Ta'ala will question him as with regards to his own actions. So there isn't such a thing as a person is free and there's no accountability for anyone. Every one of us will be accountable. So therefore let us be very, very careful. Think to ourselves that these ni'mat that Allah Ta'ala has given us, this position, this authority, this family, this wife, this children, everyone, Allah Ta'ala has given it to us, but together with that, He's given us responsibility and there'll be accountability. Let it not be such that we fall short on the day of Qiyamah in presenting that accountability, that we were not doing or we did not do what we supposed to have been doing. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. As we know, today is Friday, we should increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let that be the zikr of the day. Durood Sharif. Keep on reading it. The pious people, this is the competition of the day. That who can read more Durood Sharif, who can come earlier for Jummah, this is their competition. They're not worried about whose tills are turning more. They're worried about who can spend more time in the masjid, who can read Durood Sharif. From now already, we start preparing mentally for Jummah, what time I'm going to leave, what time I'm going to close, what time I'm going to come to the masjid. So that already starts taking place. Person is planning already, Surah Kaf, I didn't read. This time I'm going to read my Surah Kaf. I'm going to encourage my family also to read Surah Al-Kaf. Person already mentally preparing. I'm trying to come early also before Maghrib Salah. I'm going to make dua. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that there is a time in the day that where duas, definitely the duas are answered on a Friday. And most ulama believe it is the time between Asr and Maghrib. So let us not lose out on this opportunity. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.